I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The number of Rohingya refugees running from ethnic cleansing in Myanmar numbers nearly a million people, and most of them are living in refugee settlements in Cox's Bazar, Bangladesh. Food for the Hungry and Medical Teams International recently joined forces to assemble medical facilities inside the refugee camps. Overcrowding makes it easy for the silent killer of disease to sweep through them. And Matt Ellingson with FH says there was recently a diphtheria outbreak.
So our program was going door to door, identifying people who showed likelihood of having diphtheria in an effort to prevent the outbreak of diphtheria across this terrible, amazingly congested, unsanitary refugee camp.
Let's ask God to bless FH's medical ministry as they act as the hands and feet of Christ to the Rohingya. And great things happen when unreached people hear the gospel. Bibles for the World is a member of the Alliance for the Unreached and developed from a previously unreached people group. Now they're sharing the truth with others, specifically in India, but also in other countries. Bibles for the World's John Podaiti says it takes different methods to reach different groups.
The remaining unreached people groups are unreached for many different reasons. It may be political, social, cultural, maybe geographic. And so now these remaining unengaged unreached people groups, each of them needs a specially crafted strategy to be able to reach them effectively. And we have to look at things from all different angles, language-wise, literacy levels, to determine who and how will be the best way to reach them.
Find your place in these stories at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listeners supported by people just like you. So join our social media network and let's get to the work of the Great Commission together. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.